Other technologies that one might consider would be like an anaerobic digestion or just a distillation. You know, people for years have been making alcoholic beverages from biofuels by distillation, which is kind of similar. You're sort of heating it up to drive things off. But anaerobic digestion, they're trying to use bacteria, microbes, basically, to eat away at the solid material and to break it down. So instead of breaking it down thermally by adding heat, thermochemical conversion is what we refer to that as being, you're using microbes that will go in and eat away at the bonds and break it into smaller fragments. And that's another process. It takes time. You have to be able to maintain healthy microbes that can continue to work. You've got to feed them nutrients and so forth. But it is another process. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head the economic benefits of one versus the other. I certainly have a personal bias towards the thermochemical conversion, just because of my my background is more combustion and gasification of fuels. But I find it much easier to control and to deal with, and so I certainly prefer a thermochemical route.
And I would say, Dan, just